Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we'll get back to our ninth installment of Mythosophia, delving into, going into the depths of myth and wisdom with Will Lynn and our special guest. And right now, our special guest on the phones from Santa Barbara, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, as well as on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, and on LinkedIn at 9630842. That's area code 805-963-0842. And now we are into Libra. We've had our new moon. We've had our transition from summer to winter, at least as far as the stars are concerned, the astronomical aspects. But now we're into this sign. And I still like your what you said, you shared with us some months ago about how as you move further into the sign, the energies of that sign intensify, and I really like that. Let's talk a little bit about what we can expect for over the next 28 to 30 days.
That is awesome, Richard. Libra is such a beautiful sign in that it is so humanitarian-oriented. It really wants the highest good for all involved, and not just from a visionary place, not just from a spiritual place, but from a material, boots on the ground, action kind of a place. People with a lot of Libra in their charts are usually people who are very relationally oriented and spend an awful lot of their time trying to make sure things are fair, things are balanced. They're very collaborative, but not from a place of kind of taking hostages to try and will their way into something. They're very much about co-creation and collaborating to create something that works for everybody. And so they can be awesome friends to have, or partners in any kind of business or artistic, creative, or even legal ventures. Libra rules aspects of judges and juries and law and the courtroom and legal actions. Also, mediation. Some of the best mediators I've ever seen are people who have a lot of Libra in their natal chart.
Well, I like the fact that these when we talk about these signs and we are sharing and imparting this information to people listening who may or may not have been born under the sign of Libra, that those attributes are still a part of every one of us, regardless of what sign we're under. And so we
Absolutely.
Can actually, because I used to listen to, I would either read, maybe, you know, you'd read the daily horoscopes in the newspaper, or whatever source that you would get them, and think, okay, well, I'm just going to go straight to mine. Now, it sounds to me more like ought to be maybe reading them all to kind of glean from each one of them, whether it's your sign or not.
Right.
That can, I think, maybe give great insight for you into, again, what's happening.
Right. I always recommend that people read the horoscopes in the paper for both your sun sign and your rising sign, if you know it, because your rising sign is said to represent your id psychologically, the part of you that may be a little more free or even wild and unburdened, you know, kind of more of your natural instincts.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think that when we're trying to grow, when we're trying to evolve ourselves, it just seems that it would just do us a world of good to just do just that, to research these things a little bit more than maybe we would have.
Right. And again, for me, there are so many wonderful methods out there by which you can come to a greater place of peace, a greater sense of understanding of your world, yourself, your God, and how all those things work together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love astrology. I love mediumship, working with my intuition, being a psychic and an intuitive. But these, as you espouse every day on your show, you know, there's so many different vehicles by which you can develop greater peace, greater understanding, greater connectedness and communion. And, you know, I like what I like, but there's a lot of stuff out there. And the fall of the year is always a really good time to experiment and explore, especially if it's going to help you feel better about your life and relating to and working with others in that very Libran way.
What I find fascinating as well is the fact that I think about a lot of this stuff on a regular basis in terms of trying to get a better handle on the way things are. You know, not just in my life, but what's going on around me, and put it in perspective. And I think that that's, again, another great lesson for each one of us is, again, to take that information in and again, glean from it what you can.
Yeah.
I think that that can just really, really help us a lot. I know that we miss so much when we don't do that. We really do, I think.
Well, and I think there's a trap in that. A lot of times we look at our fellow man and we just assume that they're not. You know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We judge.
Yes.
You know, we see them cutting somebody off in traffic or, you know, being rude to the checker at the grocery store. You know, we see people's behavior and we just assume they have no spiritual life. They are spiritually void. And it's a judgment. And one of the biggest components of so many of these philosophies is to not make that assumption, to have compassion for the soul who is suffering and making poor choices. Because, you know, on any given day or on any part of any given day, that's us. And so, you know, we want to be able to use the tools that we're learning through these different methods to have mercy and compassion and sympathy and empathy, not in a codependent way, but from a more objective, kind of detached sort of way. You know, there but for the grace of God go I. You know, I'm just having a better moment right now. I'm not a better person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. And to not, to assume that everybody is trying in their own way to move forward in some way to the best of their ability.
Yeah. Well, we, of course, are doing all we can at our end to facilitate the information side of it.
Absolutely.
And hopefully those who are listening are taking advantage of that information and making some changes in their lives. My observational skills as well as continued observation of self are getting keener as I get older. And I, by the way, before I forget and before I let September slip by, I do have to wish my mother a happy 80th birthday. I can now say that my parents are in their 80s.
Wow. And happy birthday, Mom.
And they're great grandparents. And I talked with her on her birthday, and I cannot believe how up and energetic. She says, I am feeling great. Aside from a bum knee, I'm doing fantastic. And so it's wonderful to hear.
Great woman.
And they may live as old as her grandmother did. She lived to be 100 years old. So they got another 20 plus years to go. So it's a very exciting thing. Beth of Beth McDonald Consulting, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in October.
Awesome.
I'm really looking forward to October, especially because I know we are going to be talking about that transitional phase at the end of the month.
That we both love,
yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. 963-0842 is her phone number, and we'll be back with more of Mythosophia here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.